Hi, my name is Jamie Morawski, and as I was introduced, I am a current student at NYU, part of the Department of Environmental Medicine, and as part of a class assignment, we wanted to look at headaches and the viewing of three-dimensional movies seen in theaters. And I have no relationships to disclose. So a little introduction. 3D movies have existed since the 1950s. There have been a lot of reports of health effects, such as visual fatigue, but there have been no big epidemiologic studies that have actually described the frequency of these effects. There are many different types of 3D technology, and our class really wanted to explore 3D technology in theaters. And the reason we wanted to look at this is because in the past few years, there has been a very big emergence of 3D technology. So we focused on theaters, but as a general observation, 3D technology has expanded to cameras, camcorders, phones, video games, and television. So 3D images are created when two images are projected superimposed on the same screen, but through different polarizing filters. And the participants who watch 3D movies, they wear glasses, also with polarizing filters. And these polarizing filters are at different angles, so that each eye sees a different image. And when the same image is projected at slightly different perspectives, that's how you see a 3D image. So this blending that you see when you watch 3D movies or see 2D or 3D images, it causes an unnatural conflict between vergence and accommodation in your eyes. Vergence is defined as the movement of one's eyes around vertical axis, and accommodation is the ability to focus on an object. So generally they go hand in hand because most people can see in three dimensions, but when you have the force of it, it upsets this balance between vergence and accommodation. So there are many different health effects that have been associated, and these are not limited to, but include headaches, sore eyes, and tiredness. For today, we're just going to focus on headaches. There have been past studies that have looked at this effect. No big epidemiologic studies, as I said before, and people have looked at different endpoints such as blinking frequency in two-dimensional versus three-dimensional movies, and people have also looked at distances from where these are viewed. So one recent study found that if you're looking at 3D images closer to a screen, there are more significant effects. Additionally, past studies have looked at an elevated headache in three-dimensional versus two-dimensional images that have been projected. And a third study looked at motion in images. So they projected 3D words, and they either had them moving or they had them still. And they found that when the 3D images were actually moving, there were higher increases in headaches. So there are many limitations of these past studies which we wanted to address. We really wanted to increase the sample numbers. All of these studies had very low sample numbers, so it was very hard to find anything of significance. Additionally, all these studies looked at red and green glasses. There are new technologies that use the polarized glasses that I talked about before, and there could be differences in the different technologies depending on whether you get a headache or not. Additionally, all of these were shown on LCD and HDTV screens. None of them were actually in a theater setting. All of the other ones also had a length of time much less than a movie, so we also wanted to kind of look at the time that people viewed these movies and see if there would be a difference. And a lot of them used images, as I said before, so they used words, and they didn't actually use moving pictures, which would not be related to a theater setting either. So we had two main objectives as part of this class assignment. We first wanted to determine the frequency of headaches among people who watch three-dimensional compared to two-dimensional movies. There are really no baseline values right now saying that a certain percentage of the general population experiences headaches. And as you get to newer and newer technology, we don't actually know if the newer technology is making a difference in health effects. So we really think that a baseline value is important. Additionally, we wanted to evaluate risk factors and see if there were people who were more susceptible to different effects of 3D movies. So for our class assignment, We had one general idea, and it was 3D movies and headaches. And then we were split into 3 distinct groups, because this was a learning assignment as well. So each group had their own hypothesis and their own ideas based on the main idea. So group one wanted to do the case control study, and they wanted to look at 2-dimensional versus 3-dimensional movies and see if there was actually an increased risk in people who saw 3D movies compared to 2D movies. Group two wanted to see if there was an effect of age, to see if either younger people or older people were more susceptible to headaches. And group three wanted to look and see if people who had different vision problems would be more likely to get headaches or less likely to get headaches. We had to go through the NYU Institutional Review Board, and we were granted exempt status. All the groups created their own individual surveys using SurveyMonkey, and all these surveys were distributed to friends, colleagues, and relatives. So group one distributed surveys to people who saw either 2-dimensional or 3-dimensional movies. Groups two and three were just people who had seen 3-dimensional movies. These are sample sizes, so they were much bigger than the past studies, so we were very happy with that. And then all the data was analyzed using exact methods. Other things that we did consider were the gender of people who took our surveys, people who were susceptible to migraines, people who wore contacts or prescription glasses on top of the 3D polarized glasses while watching the movies, the sitting location in the theater, and if any food or drink was consumed or alcohol was consumed before or during the movie. So group one did the case control study, and here are the significant findings. Because we did want to get that baseline value, they found that 3.5% of people watching 2D movies actually experienced headaches, and they found that 13.9% of people watching 3D movies experienced headaches, and the odds ratio for that was 4.4, so it was elevated for people who watch 3D movies compared to 2D. Also, if you consider age, it seems that people who were younger experienced more headaches compared to people who were older, and that in this survey, which we found very interesting, 0 males experienced headaches in either 2-dimensional or 3-dimensional movies. So only females experience headaches, and this was elevated in people or in females who watched 3-dimensional movies. So group two looked at the risk factors among 140 viewers. This was the largest sample size that we had. And their frequency of headache was 17.1%. They also found a similar trend of younger individuals experience more headache than people who were older. In this study, males did experience headaches. In the past study, very few males actually saw 3D movies, so we're not sure if the low number of males was the reason group one, nobody experienced headaches. But it was still elevated in females compared to males. And they also found that people who had migraines, the odds ratio was 7.6, and this was statistically significant. So people who experienced migraines in this population were more likely to experience headaches. This group continued, and they did a multivariable analysis using 2 independent variables, people who had migraine headaches and age. And they found that, again, people who had headaches had an increased risk of getting, or who saw a 3D movie had an increased risk of headaches, and that there seemed to be a protective effect. As people get older, they're less likely to experience headaches from 3D movies. So the last was group three. They had 85 viewers. This group wanted to look at different time points and see if there was a difference of people who experienced a headache during the movie or if there were more people who experienced a headache after the movie. So that's why this is kind of a different looking table. And they did find that there was a slight increase of people who had a headache after the movie compared to during. And the 2 different frequency rates for during the movie were 11.8% and after the movie of 15.3%. They also noticed that more females experienced headaches than males, and this was more significant of during the movie compared to after. And because this group was looking at different vision problems, they actually found an elevated, statistically significant odds ratio of people who wore 3D glasses and eyeglasses compared to people who wore contacts or had no vision correction. So our conclusions that headaches were uncommon among 2D movie viewers at approximately 4% and 3D viewers at approximately 14%. And we identified 4 different possible risk factors, people who were younger than 40 years old, people who had a prior diagnosis of migraine, people who wore eyeglasses with 3D glasses, and people who were female compared to male. And for our frequency, we found that between 12 to 17% of viewers of 3D movies did report headaches while using this technology. So because this was a class assignment, there were many limitations. We did do 3 distinct surveys that was part of our class assignment so that everybody got more experience. Because of that, none of the surveys could have been combined to get bigger sample sizes. That was due to different age brackets amongst the groups, as well as different questions asked, so the surveys really couldn't be combined. And the one group did do a different time point, so we didn't really know how we could merge that as well. The sample sizes were still low, but much higher than the past studies, so we were very happy about that. Also, our age cutoff was 18 years, and we really wanted to look at a much younger population, but due to time constraints and the exempt status from the IRB, we couldn't give surveys to kids who were younger than 18. And we really wanted to look more at that group because a lot of the 3D technology is really geared towards younger kids. If we had more time, we probably would have, but the class assignment didn't allow us to. And we also grouped all of the movies together. Future directions, kind of linked to that, is that we would have liked to separate the movies a little bit more and see if there was more of a difference between animated and live action movies. And we would have liked to see how the differences in technology could have influenced different headaches, such as how it was projected and the type of glasses worn. And we really would have liked to do a more comprehensive study with larger sample sizes. We tried to explore the seating position because we thought that that was going to be very important, and we ended up getting such low sample numbers in people who sat in the first few rows, which was a shame, but that's something that in the future we would really like to look at because we think it would have an impact. We also administered the survey after the movie was watched, and we asked them to report on the last movie that they saw. This can introduce a bunch of different bias. You have the recall bias because it was anything in the past year. Additionally, you can induce the bias of people could have seen multiple 3D movies and the last one could have given them a headache and then they could have stopped. So if they saw 5 movies before that and then the last one gave them a headache, we couldn't have a bias that way. And you can always expand to the 3D TV, the 3D video games, and the camera and video cameras as well to look at the different technologies. So I would like to acknowledge Dr. Michael Marmer. He was the professor who led the class, New York University Graduate School of Arts and Science, which is where the class was based out of, as well as all of my classmates who helped organize the data, run the surveys, and really were important stakeholders in the completion of this assignment. So thank you.